Paragraph Gimel. Interesting. One of the halachos in Shulchan Aruch pertaining to the month of Elul is that all those people who do not have the custom to say Tehillim every day, by which they're missing out in a very big way, because one of the greatest privileges that a Jew could possibly have is to recite a few chapters of Tehillim every single day. So those who don't do it, and even those who do it all day around, the Shulchan Aruch says, on Elul should try to add additional chapters of Tehillim to the ones that you're usually saying. Because Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, is the beginning of the 40 days leading up to Yom Kippur. These are Yemei Tshuva, Yemei Rotzim, and one of the greatest tools that can help a Jew be zeche to Tshuva and to be zeche to tap into that Eis Rotzim is Tehillim. So Hashgacha, this paragraph now is going to address the opening lines of the Sefer Tehillim. Reb Michal Zichron Levroch had instituted in our shul in Mei Shorim to say five chapters of Tehillim a day after davening in the morning. If a person says five chapters a day, a month has approximately 30 days, you finish the entire Sefer Tehillim every month. Once a month to know that you completed the whole Sefer Tehillim. Why monthly? Because Dovid HaMelech, Malchus is the Levona, the moon. The months correspond to Malchus, correspond to Dovid HaMelech. That's one of the reasons. And again, during the month of Elul, we would double it. We would say 10 chapters of Tehillim, which takes approximately 10 minutes. It's not that much out of a person's day, and the reward is indescribable. The Alkein, Dovra, Rabbeinu Zal has a few chapters in Likutei Moran where he speaks about the greatness of saying Tehillim, especially in the second half of Likutei Moran, Torah, Ayin, Gimel, I believe it is. Almost sure, in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the incredible results and benefits of saying Tehillim. Shebi Zeche on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Tehis Chachas in this. V'alkein Dovid HaMelech Olav Shalom Posach Sefer Tehillim Shehu Keneged HaToyra. And this is why Dovid HaMelech begins the book of Tehillim, the book of Psalms, which corresponds to the Torah. Ki Chamisha Sifrei Tehillim Keneged Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Because the five books of Tehillim match up and correspond to the five books of the Torah. Posach B'tchilosoi B'mizmor Ashrei Hoish. Dovid HaMelech begins the Sefer Tehillim with the chapter Ashrei Ho'ish Asher Lo Yeholach Batzas Rishoyim Uveterach HaToyim Lo Yomod, etc. Shemedaber Meho'ilon HaKodoy Shanal. In that chapter of Tehillim, Dovid HaMelech speaks about this holy tree, Mishloishes Sharoshov, and he speaks about the three roots of this tree, Sheheim Emuna Ve'yira Vanova, which are faith, Umigufoilon, and he also speaks about the body of the tree, the trunk of the tree, Shehu Emes, which is truth. Vezehu, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain and show us, in the words of Dovid HaMelech, how he's referring to the things that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. Ashrei ho'ish asher lo yeholach batzas rishoyim. When Dovid HaMelech says, fortunate is the person who does not follow the misguided advice of the wicked people. Ze bechinas emuna. This means a person who is zeichet to true faith in Hashem, by not following the wicked advice of the Rishon, but rather he's following the advice of the Tzadikim. We know on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, one of the piyutim that we say in the Chazoras Hashatz of Shachris begins with the words, Ata hu Hashem Aleikenu, Bashamayim Voretz, Gibor Venarotz. And then we say, it goes in the order of the Aleph Beis. Atohu, Bashamayim, Aleph, Beis, Gibor, Gimel, Dogel, it's Dalim. So when it gets to Ayin, it says, Atzosoi Emuna. His advice, who's the his? The advice of Hashem, which is the Torah. What is the Torah all about in one word? Emuna. Atzosoi, whose advice? The advice of the Tzaddik. What is the ultimate advice of the Tzaddik? Emuna. So when it says a person who doesn't follow the Atzas Rishoyim, that means Emuna. Ki ikar binyan vegidul hu emuna gdoisho hu al yedei eitzois shemekablam yitzadikim. Because the main way that a person builds up and develops emuna, real faith in Hashem, in the Torah and tzadikim, is through the advice that a person receives from tzadikim. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 7 in the first half of Likut Imran, which is entitled Eila HaMishpotim, Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 7 in the first half of Likut Imran, V'chein Mavoyer Bahatoyra Tiku Emuna, and also in the second half of Likut Imran, the fifth chapter that's entitled Tiku Emuna, Rabbeinu Zal says there, She'ikar Gidul Hu Emuna Hualidei Eitzois, that the main way that a person develops and nourishes and increases their faith is through advice. Alidei Eitzois. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Eitzois meirochoik emuna oimen. That it's the Eitzois that come meirochoik from far away, that's what will nourish and strengthen the emuna. Ayin Shom, look over there in those two chapters in Likut Imran, and you'll see this very clearly. Va'alkein, and therefore, Ha'hoylech batzas rishoim, if a person chas v'sholem follows the misguidance, the advice of the rishoim of wicked people, who noifel l'kfirus ulemunas kuzvius, that will lead him into atheism, into lack of faith, or into the wrong kind of faith, the false beliefs. Va'aleim nemar, and about these false beliefs, about the atzas rishoim, it says, utzu etza v'sufar, Dabru dover veloyokum ki imonu kel. They try to come up with all kinds of advice, but their advice is going to be pushed aside. They speak all kinds of things. They say all kinds of things are going to happen, and it doesn't happen. Veloyokum, because Hashem is with us. That pasuk is speaking about the Rishoim who plot against the Jews. They plot against faith in Hashem and faith in tzaddikim, and all of their plots and all of their advice will not succeed. Hainu ki onu ma'amina b'Hashem yisborach. We believe in Hashem. V'hu yisborach imonu, and Hashem is with us. Shezeu ha'hefech me'atzas rishoim. That's the opposite of the advice of the rishoim. V'zehu, and this is why we find in a different chapter of Tehillim, when again Dovid HaMelech speaks about the enemies of the Jewish people, he says there, Al amcho ya'arimu soid. They get together and they have all kinds of secret meetings and secret plans against your nation, against the Jewish people. V'yisyo'atsu al tzifunecha. And they try to come up with all kinds of eitzois rois against your chosen people, against the beloved ones of Hashem. Amru, they say, let's wipe out the Jews completely. Their hearts, they try to seek advice and guidance together, to plot together. They make covenants, they make deals and agreements against you, Hashem. Hainu shekol atzosom shel ho'akum v'horishoim, who keneged hu emuna gdoisha. All the plans, all the ideas and plans and plots that all the goyim have against the Jewish people, what they're really against is our faith in Hashem. What do you mean? You're crazy. They're against Zionism. They don't mind Jews. Jews, the terrorists say Jews can live. They don't like the Zionists. Baloney. It's a lie. It's sheker, sheker. What's really under their skin is the faith of the Jewish people, the religion of the Jewish people. Their battle is against the emunah gdoisha. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki noyatzu lev yachdov olecha. When they put their hearts together, when they have their United Nations, and when they have their League of Nations, and it's all olecha, Hashem. It's against you. That's what they're against. They don't like our relationship with you. They don't like our faith in you. And about this, the pasuk says, Hashem hefir atzas goyim. Hashem pushes aside the eitzos of the goyim, shehem hefecho emunah gdoisha, which are the opposition to faith. Nimtza sheemuna tluya beitzos. So Rav Nosson Zal says, I've shown you from all of these different sources that Emuna goes together with Eitzos, Eitz of Kedusha. This is why the Zohar HaKadosh refers to the Taryag Mitzvahs. It calls it Taryag Itin De'oraisa, 613 Eitzos of the Torah. And the Gemara says that if you want to summarize all the whole Torah, it's V'tzadik Be'emunosa Yichya. Bo Chavakuk Ve'emidon Alachas V'tzadik Be'emunosa Yichya. So that's Atzosoy Emuna, Pe'ulosoy Emes, like we scream on Rosh Hashanah. Atzosoy Emuna, the eights of Hashem, the eights of the tzaddik is Emuna. Dahainu, kishe'ein hoilchem batzas reshoim, when a person does not follow the advice of the reshoim, rak lekabel kol hoeitzos mei tzaddikim, but rather a person makes sure to receive all of his advice from tzaddikim. And this is why, especially in our generation, unfortunately, they call it the new age and modernization and all kinds of other nonsense, where they came up with a new idea, a new plot, that the Torah is a nice ancient book, it's a nice storybook, it's a history book, it's funny, it's cute, it's interesting, it's got all kinds of qualities to it. But one thing it doesn't have, I mean, the Torah can't tell you how to live or anything like that. For that, you need your therapist and your psychologist and your psychiatrist and all the other diatribes of shtuyot b'mitz agvaniyot, as they say here in Israel. All kinds of other nonsense, which has been created to replace, in most cases, to replace the Torah. People have forgotten that the Torah is the book of life. The Torah is the book of advice and guidance. Any advice and guidance that a Jew, or for that matter, a human being, could possibly need to know how to live in this world, how to succeed in this world, is found in the Torah Kedusha. The Torah is the book of Eitzos. And there are some of these people, some of these practitioners and doctors and other stuff, who are religious, who believe in the Torah, etc. Even for them, because of their massive secular education, because of all of these books that they've written that have not been written by tzaddikim, and in many cases been written by people who are the furthest things possible from tzaddikim, some of these philosophers and other turkeys, other characters, because of that, unfortunately, very often their advice is not based on the Torah, and therefore, unfortunately, it doesn't necessarily have the best chance of success. A Jew has to want to learn Torah properly, really learn Torah properly in all facets of it. The halacha, the musar, the halacha, the agadah. If a person studies the Torah properly, they will find that all the guidance and advice that they and their family and their friends could possibly need in life, the best and truest source for it is in the Torah Kedusha. And this is why David HaMelech says there, Ashrei ho'ish asher lo holach batzas rishoim. Fortunate is the person who does not follow the advice and guidance of the rishoim. Ve'oz zoyche le'emuna. And then that person is zoyche to true faith. Ve'zeh b'chinas shoyresh ho'echot shel ilan ha'kodesh hanal. That's one of the roots of the tree that we discussed. Now number two. Uvederech chatoim lo yomad. The Pasuk says there, and the person does not stand on the path of sinners. Ze bechinas shoresh hasheni. That's referring to the second root of the tree. Shehu yira, which is fear or respect. Shehi hahefech mechatoim. Fear, yira digdusha, is the opposite of chait. Kamei shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, rigzu, tremble, the altechto, and do not sin. So we see rigzu, which is another word for yira, is the opposite of chait. In fact, we use the word yirei chait, a person who is afraid of committing sins. Uchsiv, and as the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu summarizes what took place at Matan Torah, it says there, he tells the Jews, you know why Hashem made all the fireworks there and all the things to scare you? So that you should have the fear of Hashem upon your faces, so that you will not chait, you will not sin. So we see that when David HaMelech says the uvederech chatoim lo yomad, what is he talking about? Yira. V'chein b'gamoro u'b'chol hasforim mechuna hayira b'shem yirei chet. And so too throughout the Gemara and other Sforim, when it speaks about a Jew having yira, it usually attaches the word chet to it, yirei chet. Afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of committing a sin. Yira, respect. Respect for what? Enough respect for Hashem not to go against him. Ki ikar hayira hi yiras chet. Because the real essence of Yira, the real respect for Hashem is when a person respects Hashem enough not to go against him in any way, to fear him and respect him enough not to commit sins. That's number two. Next, number three. Uve moishav leitzim lo yoshav. And fortunate is a person who does not sit among those who make sarcastic remarks, who make fun of religion or things associated with religion. Ze bechinas anova. The opposite of Moshe Leitzim is humility. Shehu hepech haleitzonus, which is the opposite of leitzonus. A person who is a leitz, people who make fun of religion, people who make fun of religious people, they are the essence of arrogance. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, im la leitzim hu yolitz. If a person chooses to be with the leitzim, then let him be a leitz. V'la'anovim yitein chein. But to the other guys, to the opposite of leitzim, what's the opposite of a leitz? A humble person, yitein chein. Hashem gives them charm, chein, grace. Ki ikar haleitzonus hu machmas geyus v'gasus haruach. Because what gives a person the ability to look down on others, to make fun of Hashem, to make fun of Torah, to make fun of religious people, or to make fun of anything you shouldn't be making fun of is arrogance. Shehu gvalev. He's a big shot. V'godo b'nei atzma. He thinks he's great. Ad shekol b'nei hoylam him kaloy b'nav. Like, so that everybody else in the world is nothing to him. And he makes fun of, he mocks everybody. As we find this plague is found in many people, even Jews, even religious Jews. They make fun of or whoever they can. Befrat miyareim ukshirim, especially when they see people who are really sincere in their Yiddishkeit, that's the one that the most people make fun of. They find faults in every single people. This guy, they make fun of how he davens. And this one, they make fun of how he learns. Which the person is not, I don't like how this guy learns. I don't like how this guy davens. And then the third person, he makes fun of his business. And similar regarding all kinds of things. Rav Nosson Zal is obviously elaborating on this a little because he himself suffered this in a very, very, very big way. He suffered from the leitzonis, the mockery, coming from supposedly religious people, supposedly Hasidim, who weren't zeicher, they weren't zeicher to see the goodness in Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal and the Breslov Hasidim at that time, and chose instead to make fun of them, super leitzonis. And Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here where this comes from. V'chol zeh machmas gasusoi. All of this comes from the person's arrogance. It seems to him as if there's nobody as smart as he is, or smarter than him. And everyone has to learn from him. He can tell everybody what to do, how they should be doing things. And these people, they spread and they get strong in their leitzanus, to the point where they're able to chas v'shalom discourage religious people. They're able to take the fire out of religious people, people who are enthusiastic about Hashem, about doing mitzvahs, about davening and learning. When some of these people make fun of them, repeat again and again, they break them. With the making fun, they break them, chas v'shalom. In many cases, they actually cause the people to fall away, to drop their Yiddishkeit, or to drop their connection to tzaddikim as a result of the wicked leitzanus that these people make fun of them. You're nothing, you're zero. Not everybody can take that. Having people make fun of them in public, etc., and insult them to the point where they can't have friends, they can't get a job because of these insults. They can't get a shidduch, rachman al etzlan. This attribute of leitzanus, Rav Nosson says, comes from evil gaiva. V'alkein nikras haleitzanus toyeva, and this is why the Torah uses specifically the word toyeva about leitzanus. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'soyeva is la'odam letz, that regarding leitzanus, he uses the word toyeva, sheze bechinas geyus v'gavus. We know throughout the Torah that the Torah refers to gaiva as toeva. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, toyavas Hashem kol gvalev. Any type of gaiva is disgusting. It's despicable to Hashem. It's toeva. So gaiva and leitzanus are both called toeva because they're both coming from the same place.